never done this before. Okay. Hi, I'm Janara Huchon, and I'm a student researching nursing. I'm with Dr. Crable.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Jan Crable. I'm an associate professor of nursing here at NNU. I've been a nurse for more than 40 years in both bedside nursing as well as in higher education.
All right, so I just have a couple questions for you. What are the consequences of having a nursing shortage?
We really have a nursing shortage in the United States right now. It actually started in the around 1990. We have had ups and downs. Right now, though, the expectation is that in 2020, the United States will be short 1.4 million nurses. Here in Idaho, we're anticipating in the next 6 years that we will have a shortage of 6,000 nurses. What a nursing shortage leads to is that it's harder to do quality care when you are taking care of more patients. So when there's a greater, what we call nurse to patient to nurse ratio, you just can't get around to the patients to give them the quality care that you want. Nurses get too tired, and then when you are tired, you are more easily burnt out and leave the profession, but also you're more likely to make errors. Errors is a huge issue for us because in our field, errors cause people's deaths and cause serious injuries that can impact their whole rest of their life. So you want nurses that are fresh, that are thinking well, and when we have the shortage, that's really a problem.
Awesome. And why do you believe we should have more male nurses?
Well, right now, we've always been a female-dominated profession. Right now in the United States, we have about 93% nurses, females, and then 7% male nurses. One of the objectives for the profession is that our active workforce would mirror the population. So 7% male nurses, and about half the population is male, we have an issue there. One of the things we know from our social scientist friends is that men and women think differently, they talk differently, so it makes sense that we would have nurses who would be able to talk to you in your culturally preferred mechanism. And I'm looking then at male and females as different cultures. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Do you have any last remarks about any one of these two questions here or any of the topics that we have?
No, we need nurses, though. If you are interested at all, come and see me. I'm the pre-nursing advisor here at NNU. We'd love to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Dr. Crable.
You're very welcome.